And of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows near the truth.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyana kasti man vetti tata. So, manusha means human being. So, human being is a life where one can understand what is God. It is not stated here, jivana, the living entity. We are several times explained, many types of living entities. Jalajanam lakkani savara lakkavinsati. The aquatic, they are also living entities. There are 900,000 forms of body within the water. They are also living entities. And Jalajanam lakkani. Savara lakkavinsati. Savara means living entities who cannot move. Trees, plants, earth, grass, they cannot move. So they are 2 million. In this way, you come to the human being. They are also living entities. There are 400,000 different forms. We can see here we are being human beings, but we have got different forms, different colors. So this is a variety of creation. So out of all these living entities, the human form of living entity is very important. So, that is the life wherein we can understand what is God. Therefore, in the human society, there is some process of understanding God, which is called vilayan. Vilayan means a process by which we can understand what is God, what is our relationship with Him, and what is our duty towards Him. So, therefore it is said, these human beings were actually trying to fulfill the mission of human life. To fulfill the mission of human life means that we living beings, spirit soul, we are now entangled within this material body. This is our problem. Really, to understand the position of the living being is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not begin with some utopian ideas of humanitarian war. No. Sri Krishna wanted Arjuna to understand in the beginning that first of all you understand your constitutional position, what you are. To know ourselves, what we are, that is siddhi. Not to be busy with the bodily comforts of life, which are being executed by the cats and dogs and hogs. The hog is whole time engaged how to maintain his body, how to have nice sexual intercourse, and how to eat anything he likes. You find the hog life practically. In our country, in India, in the villages, the village hogs, they loiter whole day and night. Where is food? So, if human life is meant for that purpose, from early in the morning till one goes to sleep, simply find out where is money. Then what is the difference between this pig life and the human life? Well, if human life is meant for that purpose, where is money? Of course, to the human being the money is very sweet. Similarly, to the hog, the stool is very sweet. See, it is a question of sweetness, not the matter, taste. So he finds good taste in stool, and we find good taste in money. So money also is sweet. Why we want money? Jiva chaate haya rajan kutumba bharane bhava. Nidra yate naktam bhavayana sabhavaya. The materialistic person are engaged whole day and night. The business is, what is that business? That at night to have very sound sleep. Last night I had very sound sleep. That is enjoyment. If I can sleep up to 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I enjoy this. To sleeping. That night the enjoyment is sleeping and sex. Bhavayana. Bhavayana means sex. In this way, night we are wasting. And daytime, vivaca, arceya. Where is money? And then as soon as you get money, then how to spend it? Person's gratification, for kutumba bharana, for family maintenance, for purchasing, for shopping. In this way, we are very busy. We do not know that there is another business beyond this. This is especially at the present moment, this is human civilization. They are always busy in sense gratification and getting money for that purpose. That's all. So that is not siddhi. Therefore, Krishna says that mostly 99.9% they are busy in these things. How to get money for sense gratification, and when you get money, then spend it for something. Viva Sahasya. That is not siddhi. That thing is going on among the hogs. Hogs are also busy in that way. Then what is the difference between human life and hog life? Therefore Shastra says, Nayam deha deho bhajam nilope tastan kaman arhativir bhujam. This was the instruction given by King Rishabhdev, whose son's name was Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this land, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This planet's original name is Bharatvarsha. Now it has come to India. Gradually, cut down. So, he instructed his sons, various sons, don't spoil your life simply working hard for sense gratification like the hogs. Because the hog is also working day and night, but what is the aim? The aim is sense gratification. At night, sleep or have sex life, and at daytime collect money and spend it for family maintenance or some sense gratification. This is not meant for human life. Now, this morning, one gentleman was asking us that we are not working. They think he's a lawyer. He thinks that unless one works very hard for sense gratification, he is not human or he is not doing his duty. That is his idea. But actual life is to become perfect. From the platform of animal life, come to the perfection of life. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresh, everyone is thinking that work very hard like the hogs and dogs and find out your means of sense enjoyment and then enjoy it. This is not only life. They have no other idea. You will find everyone is working hard. From morning at 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, they are working hard. What is the purpose? To get some money and utilize it for sense gratification. This is animal life. This is not human life. But they are thinking that one who does not work so hard, day and night, for sense gratification, he is not being, he is escaping. This is the reason. But actually they do not see that these devotees are engaged in working 24 hours, but not for sense gratification like the hogs, but for satisfaction of Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna consciousness, man, and ordinary man, ordinary man. Therefore Krishna says that all these men, they are engaged. And Shastra says, no. You live with the minimum necessities. Don't increase your necessities unnecessarily. This is basic civilization. And the modern civilization is even increase your necessities a machine for saving your feet. You see? Another machine, another attention, diversion. More machine means more diversion of attention. You have to take care, more technician, more technology. Simply one razor can save, can make my feet very clean. What is the necessity? Formerly, at least in India, they go to a blacksmith and he prepares a razor, very nice razor, you pay in foreigners. And it will last for your life. And save your teeth very nicely daily or occasionally. But the modern civilization means that in everything there must be machine. That is advancement of material. But the Shastra says, what is the use of taking so much labor? Pakshtan kama. Pakshtan means with so much labor. If you create some convenience by the so-called machine use, you create so many other inconveniences. It's like we have got now motor cars. Of course it is convenient, but there are many inconveniences. Formerly, people used to find everyone within the village. Now, because we have got big motor cars, we have to go 30 miles to find out a doctor. So, the other inconveniences are also increased. Now you have to find out petrol and flatter the Arabian, give me petrol. In this way, and if I stop manufacturing, then there is unemployment. In this way, we are becoming implicated. By the so-called advancement of civilization, we are becoming implicated to these material activities, and we are forgetting our real business, self-realization. What I am? Athata Brahma Jignasa. The real business is to inquire about Brahma, about Atma, Paramatma. But we are forgetting that. We are simply busy for the temporary life, say for 50 years or 100 years at most. That we do not know the life is continuous, and as the life is continuous, we have got experience from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then an old body, then what is next? You ask anybody who has become old man, ask him, sir, you have come to this stage, your body is now old, you have to die. Now, from childhood it came to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then middle age, and now come to... Now what is next? Do you know? Oh, you are inside. Nobody knows. Now what is my next life? A child can say, my next life is boy, I shall become a boy. And then boy can say, yes, I will like very nice young man. And the young man can say that I shall become a middle-aged man, father of many children. And the middle-aged man can say, yes, I will become old man. And ask the old man what he will become, he cannot answer. Can anyone say? But there is next life. This body is now old enough. It will be finished, everyone knows. As sure as there. And after finishing the body, what will be your next body? Who will answer this? Where is the scientist? Where is the philosopher? Where is the learned man? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Therefore, he is blind. He does not know what is his future. But there is future. You cannot say no. The example is here. And besides that, Krishna says, Tatha Vehantara Prati. Krishna is the most superior authority, he says. And it is accepted by all the acharyas and all persons who have attained perfection. So, we should learn it. So what is my next life? And if I prepare for the next life, that is called Siddhi. That is called Siddhi. If you don't prepare for the next life, if you remain like cats and dogs, the cats and dogs, they do not know what is next life. Because they are animals. And if I do not know what is next life, then what is the difference between the cats and dogs? Where is the difference between? Saiva Gokhara, Shastra says. One who does not know what is the next life, he is no better than Gokhara. Go means cows, and Khara means ass. Jasrātma buddhi kunate tithātute sadhikkalatra visubhavu maijyari. Saiva Gokhara. These men are no better than these cats and dogs and animals. So, practically, you ask so many big men. Last time when I was here, Lord Fenner Brockway came here to see me. I asked him this question, that what is your next life? He's also an old man, 84 years. He said, Swamiji, if I die peacefully, that's all. Peacefully you may die, but you have to accept the next body, whether that will be peaceful or not. That is not. Similarly, spoke with Professor Potofsky in Moscow. He also said that, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is the position of human society at the present moment, that they do not know how to make life perfect. To make life perfect means how to make my next life perfect or happy or better life. Otherwise, if I remain in darkness, Krishna says, Tasadehantara Prati, then I may become any of these so many types of body. I may become a tree, I may become a dog, I may become a cat, I may become a demigod. There are so many demands. But I must be sure what kind of life I must have. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We are not imagining. Our movement is Krishna consciousness movement based on Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says that, as he says, there is next life, that is past. Now, how we can prepare for the next life? That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. How? Janti deva mṛtādi imān, pitrī jānti pitrī mṛtaha, bhūtāni janti bhūtejya, madhyājino pījānti mā. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, where the material happiness is thousands and thousands times more comfortable than on this planet, that's like Saralok, Sargalok, Saralok, Mahalok, Janalok, Tamalok. There are many different planetary systems, up and down also. So if you want to go to that, Urdhanga Chanti Sattva, if you prepare yourself contacting the modes of goodness, then you are promoted to higher planetary system. Janti Diva Bhatandi Iman, Pisri Janti Pisri Bhata, you can go to the Pisri Lokas, or you can remain within this planetary system. And if you like, you can go come to me also. As you can go to the higher planetary system or remain here, that is all preparation. Bhuteja, Janti, Devan, Deva, Gajina. Similarly, if you, Madhyajina, if you become my worshipper, then you come to me. Krishna said. So, what is the difference between going to the higher planetary system and what is the difference going to back home? Everything is explained. If you go to the higher planetary system, suppose to the planets of the many gods, Krishna says, then he'll have to again come back. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravastina arjuna. Even if you go to the topmost planet, then from there also, after kine punne puno matta lokam visanti, after your resultant action of past activity is finished, then you have to come back again. Yes. Jadgapyana nivartante tadhamam paramam. But there is another planet which is called Golok Vrindavan. If you go there, then you will have to come back again in this material world, which is described by Krishna himself. Dukkhalayam asasatam maam upetatam diya. Dukkhalayam asasatam nātnubhanti mahāsmāna. They, only not ordinary person, can go to Krishna's loka, back home. Who can go? Mahātmāna. Those who are great souls and who are gross souls, they are called Mahatmas. Who are Mahatmas? Mahatmanustuman Prata, Devi Prakriti Vasita, Bhajanti Anandamati. This is mine. Those who are fully emptied in Krishna consciousness, absorbed in the service of Krishna, they are called Mahatma. Ka Mahatma Sudurlava. That kind of Mahatma, the so-called Mahatmas, having an orange dress and talking that he is God, incarnation of God, and he can give you perfection within 6 months, giving $35. Not like that. The Mahatma means Mahatma Anusamang Prattha. Devi Prakriti Mahatma. They are under the spiritual energy, and if one inquires, what is the spiritual energy? The spiritual energy means to be engaged in devotional service. Mahatma Anusru Bhav Prata, Daivi Prakriti Mahas, Bhajanti Anandamas. They have no other business than to work for Krishna, serve Krishna. They are Mahatma. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people that you have no other business than to work for Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna being. This is called Krishna consciousness being. That is called the highest part. Samsiddhim paramangata. Siddhi, where it is? Siddhi. Manasranantha sesukasti jatuti siddha. Siddha means to understand what is my position. Why I am working so hard, day and night, for simply for self-gratification, for satisfying the tongue, to fulfill the belly, and satisfy the janitor. This is my business. That is being done by the dogs and hogs. When one comes to this sense, shall I work like the cats, dogs and hogs, or I have got any other business? That is human life. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasis. All of them working like hogs and dogs. They do not know there is something other. This is the position. The modern civilization means keep him in the darkness. Then let him work hard like hogs and dogs and don't give him any knowledge. Neither they know, the so-called leader, what is the perfect. They think this is life. Work like hog and dog and then die like hog and dog, finish her business. This is not human life. Therefore Krishna says, manasanam sahasresu. They do not know what is perfection of life. Therefore, we do not say. Krishna says, and if we repeat Krishna's words, the wrath says, they become angry. Actually, they are wrath. We plainly say, because he does not know. If I ask him, what is your next life? He cannot answer. Then what is the difference? If I ask the dog that what is your next life, he cannot say, go, that's all. So if I ask any human being that what is your next life, don't bother. The same answer, go, that's all. So this is the position, that we do not know what is the perfection of life. Krishna says that it begins. Real knowledge. The chapter is knowledge of the absolute. So everyone, you ask any MA, PhD, what is your next life, sir? Go. That's all. Go means why you are bothering about this. That's it. So this is the position. Getting very hard job to convince these people about Krishna consciousness. They will not accept it. They will deny immediately. They will say, why do you bother us You do your own business, let us do our own business. But why we are bothered? Because we are servant of Krishna. Krishna wants that these rascals should be involved. These rascals should be raised from this status of ignorance. So that is our mission. Therefore, we are going and pleading that I am a brother, I have come to beg from you that you kindly purchase one book and read it. So sometimes they are doing, after all, human beings. So this is our business. We are stressing and pushing on these books because modern man, if he purchases one book, then at least he will see one line what these nonsense have written. So, if he reads one line, if he is intelligent man, he will understand the value. That is sure. That is sure. The Krishna consciousness movement is completely scientific. As Krishna said, we have given this therefore. When I was registering the association in New York, some friends suggested that why you are giving this name Krishna? Why not put the name God, God consciousness? Then yes, I can give the name God consciousness, then it will be confused. Because we want to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is Krishna speaking. And we are trying to place these Krishna's teachings to the world. And not only that, Bhagavan, God means Krishna. And if I give the name of God instead of Krishna, they bring forth so many competition of Krishna. That is not our purpose. Krishna means God. If God has any perfect name, that is Krishna. Because Krishna means all attractive. God cannot be attractive for certain person. God cannot be Christian God or Hindu God or Muslim God. God is equally attractive for Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddha. That is real God. And if Hindu has manufactured some God, Christian has manufactured some God, that may be God partially, but not the Supreme God. The Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Parama means Supreme. God, you are also God, I am also God. And every one of us God. Why? God means control. So, controller, every one of us is a controller to certain extent. Not the complete controller. But Krishna means the complete controller. Ishara Parama Krishna. Controller, you may be controller, I may be controller, he may be controller. But not controller like Krishna. Krishna can control all other controllers. Therefore he is called Supreme Controller. Paramesha, Paramatma, Parabrahma. These words are used. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find Arjuna says, Parabrahma. Not Brahma. Brahma we are, every one of us. Sarve Kalidam Brahma. Brahma is a small Brahma. And Parabrahma means the Supreme Brahma, or the biggest Brahma. So Krishna is the biggest Brahma, biggest Lord, biggest controller. We may be a small Brahma, a small controller. That is the distinction. How the distinction is made? That is also stated in the Vedas. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam ekoja bhunam vidhatikam. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, ketragam chapi mana vidhi sarva khetresu bhavat. Everything is there. Ketragam means the possessor of this khetra body, the owner or occupier. So, you, me and every one of us they are occupying each one body. But I have no business with your body. But Krishna has got business with your body, my body, his body, everyone's body. Therefore Krishna says, just like a landlord, he has got many houses. The occupier is there, or apartment. He is concerned with that apartment or the house he is occupying. But the landlord has concerned with so many houses. Similarly, this body, I am the occupier. God has given me this body, this machine. But proprietor is Lord, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, both of us has got this, concerned with this body. Atma, Paramatma. Soul, super soul. So, in this way, we have to understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, jato tama pi siddhana kosi vetimam tatata. What is Krishna's position? How is Krishna the Supreme Lord? How is he the Supreme Controller? We have to know this. Then our life is perfect. We must know our position, what is the perfection of life, what is Krishna, and what is my relationship with Krishna. In this way, if we understand, that is our perfect life. Krishna is describing that. Because in this chapter, he says, samag-asam-sam samag-brahma yathā-gāstasi tatsinu. Krishna is ready to give us instruction. Asam-sam, without any doubt. Anyone who is advancing to the consciousness, ask him any question like this, he will give full answer without any doubt. That is the perfection of life. We must know Krishna Tattva. The same thing I was explaining yesterday. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jai Krishna Tattva Tattva Vetta Shai Guru. He tries to understand Krishna. Simply try to understand, study Krishna. And Krishna is giving about himself. You haven't got to speculate. Just like so many theosophies and philosophers and theologies, and they are trying to speculate to understand what is God. So why you are speculating, wasting your time? Why not take full knowledge here? Everything is ready. No, that is not there. They speculate. So let them speculate. They will never be successful. But if you want success, to Krishna consciousness, then you read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly and understand and try to understand Krishna perfectly. You will understand because Krishna is giving his own identity, identification, what he is, then what is the difficulty? And if you understand Krishna, you become perfect. You become perfect. So perfect that dharma karma sami vibham jujanati patta. If you understand Krishna in truth, then immediate benefit is that takta jeham punar jarma naiti. You have to give up this body, it is a fact. But after giving up, this is your last material body. No more material body. A spiritual body. So why not try one life to get back your spiritual life? Get back your spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha, and live eternal, blissful life, with full knowledge, and live with Krishna, and dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna. Why you are missing this opportunity? This is our solicitation to everyone. Dante nidhāyatinatam padaru nipatya pākuśatam kṛtyāsa aham bravīmi. He sādhava sakalameva vyāyahi. Dure. Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kurutanulava. This is our preaching process that flattering you 100 times, falling down on your feet and speaking one thing to be here. What is that? Whatever nonsense you have learned, forget. This is our only solicitation. That you have learned all nonsense. Please forget. Try to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be perfect. Thank you very much. Any questions? So, what we learn about that? By studying the human species. We study Krishna. This is sufficient. There are 400,000 species of life. What will benefit by studying? The botanists, the geologists, the biologists, they are doing that. Let them do that. You have to do. How to understand Krishna? But you can simply know that there are so many dependencies. That much. That is sufficient. What is the use of? Now suppose I am using this microphone. What is the use of studying how it is manufactured? Well, that's all. It is already manufactured. Let me use it. That's all. Why should I waste my time? How it is manufactured? I'm not going to be manufacturer of microphone. I'm going to become servant of Krishna. That's all. Nirvana means, as I told you, to forget all nonsense what you have learned. That is Nirvana. Because you have learned so many nonsense things, if you finish, then you don't find this. And whatever is done is done. Now let me try to understand Krishna. That is Nirvana. Nirvana means finish. Nirvana means finish. Do you understand? Finish this all nonsense, material business. Now begin spiritual life. That is Nirvana.
Then the Krishna consciousness solves the problem of death. Does it mean that we won't die?
Yes, as soon as you said, die means this is the last time. Because you have got this body, you'll die. But after this death, no more death.
We will die, but it
will
be the last
time. That is not die. We never die. But we change the body. But the change of body, we take as death. Otherwise, there is no death. No jayate na mriyate ma. There is no death, no birth of the soul. But declaring the dress, the coat may be old and it's cruel. That means you are not annihilated. Your coat is an intensity. Similarly, na hannate hannamane sarire. After the destruction of this body, you are not destroyed. You live, but in the material existence, you accept another material body. That means you continue the process of birth and death. But if you understand Krishna, if you become fit to enter in the society of Krishna, then you get only that spiritual body, no more material body. Takta viham punar janma nai. Mame, he comes to me. That is your eternal life.
In the seventh chapter, Krishna explains that he's a taste of water, and in different chapters that he's the source of light and all luminous objects.
Mm-hmm.
When we think like this, how should we think of Krishna in a personal
way? That is already stated. There's no difficulty when you ask this question. He said, "Aso aham avshukamanti." That I am the taste of the water. What is the difficulty? You take the taste of the water. There is taste. Krishna says, I am that taste. So you understand that? That this taste is Krishna. What is the difference? You do not know what is Krishna. But Krishna says, I am this taste. Why don't you accept it? Then you know Krishna. According to your position, you understand Krishna. Krishna says, I am this. So take it. That taste of water. As soon as you drink water, here is Krishna. Say, smaranam. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Then you will at least memorize Krishna. That will enlighten in your spiritual life. Because you say, you take this, I am taking water. Several times. And each time I remember, here is the taste Krishna. Then Hare Krishna. chanting of Hare Krishna, automatically revived.
Does Krishna speak the Bhagavad Gita in the hellish planet?
Hellish planet? It is hellish planet. You are not thinking it is hellish? This is hellish planet. What do you mean by hellish planet? Especially this London. All is dark and moist, and what do you want more hellish? You have to close your door, you cannot go out. Then go to the mine and subway. That is hellish. That's all right. Thank you.
All right. Hare Krishna.